Star Show episode 32, and it's a Tuesday, January 3rd, 2017. Wow, 2017, Ray. I am Nard.
And I'm a very tired Ray.
Yes, it's a very busy holiday, and Ray and I were away for about 2 weeks. We ended our show for 2016. Our last episode was about 2 weeks ago, because we needed to take a break for the holidays. And
we needed a longer break.
You know, longer break, like a couple of more years.
Yeah.
Yeah, it felt like the holiday was really, really short. So, it just went through, and then now it's back to work for everyone.
Yeah. Yeah. And everybody went to work today. Everybody.
Like everybody, huh? Okay.
Yeah. And everybody got off at 5 o'clock today at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Must have been a lot of traffic on the way out. Okay, so let's do some weekend updates. Ray, we had a very busy a couple of days ago. This was your idea, Ray. This was your idea, and it was a great idea. We all went to the spa.
We went to the Korean spa.
Korea spa. And it's called King's Spa. So it's a unisex one. It's a, you know, it's open to everyone. And so far,
it's not a bathhouse.
It's not a bathhouse. It's not a gay bathhouse, or it's not anything gay about it. We just made it gay because we were gay going inside. But it was a lot of fun because, you know, got to hang out and relax and just do nothing and really just sit down and relax.
And then next time we got to take some cards.
Oh yeah, that's right. We could just hang out there and actually just. We could podcast from there. What do you think? No.
Yeah.
Oh, actually, we can play cards while waiting for our turn. It's just, you know, you go in, everybody takes off their clothes and just go inside and wear these pajama types pants and shirts. And that's your first time to go there, right?
Yeah, that's my first time to go there. So,
yeah, that's my first time there too. So we just wanted to experiment. And it's pretty much, I heard it's very similar to the one in Dallas. So that was intriguing.
No, I hear the one in Dallas is much better.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
The one in Dallas has a water park in it.
Oh, yeah. I have a couple of friends who did that. So did you get a full massage?
I got a full massage, which started my road to agony this week.
Oh, why? You were in pain?
Well, I forgot to tell her that I have a bad lower back. And while she was crawling all up on top of me, pushing and stretching and massaging, she hit the bad vertebrae.
Oh, no.
And it kind of started hurting. So.
Oh, okay. Next time if we do that, we should put a scotch tape or a masking tape over it or a Band-Aid. Yeah, so do not press here.
Yeah.
You should do that.
So it was kind of hurting a little bit all weekend, but it kept going to full force yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think having to slave away in that kitchen on Sunday for my BFF birthday party and all the work I had to do for that and standing and bending over and washing dishes and stuff, I think that had to affect it too.
Yeah.
But I was doing fine yesterday until I bent over to pull something out of the dishwasher, and that's when it killed me.
So. Oh, no. So that's why you can't move anything right now. So that's why Ray and I were not together in the room right now. We're just really remoting right now. So
yeah. Barely. Plus, it was the day from hell at work. So.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I celebrated my birthday last weekend. Thank you very much, Ray, for a wonderful party. It was a surprise party. And I really thought.
Were you really surprised?
I was not expecting it. I was not surprised that I would be like, you know, jumping and everything and screaming. But it's more like I was expecting that we are going to go to the dim sum. But Ray tricked me. So I was not expecting it.
Your partner was in on it too.
Yeah.
So.
Mm-hmm. That's right. So we had some eggs. Ray made some eggs and bacon and sausages and biscuits and gravy. You made that from scratch?
Of course.
Wow.
Only the best for my BFF.
Aw, thank you, Ray. So yeah, we celebrated my birthday last Sunday where Ray's staying. Well, before that, we also did the day before that we went bingo.
We went and played bingo. That's right. And
oh my!
You know what we won? Nothing.
Nothing. We won nothing. Yeah, I felt like an old lady. Just. Playing bingo.
Kind of like one sitting over there.
Yeah, it kind of was. But you know, those computers are really really awesome. I could probably just get one of those computers and just just sit down there and wait for it to win for me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So
yeah,
I kept getting pissed off because one of the people on our crew, she finally won the last game, and she won like $200, and I was like, man, why couldn't that have been me?
Yeah, that's right. I was expecting I'm going to win too because I, you know, I won one slot away or one.
Yeah, I was always like one away, and then somebody else got it. And I was like, damn it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So,
well, what about you? What else happened to you on New Year's Eve? We went to Shahram's and we just went to the gallery party.
Yeah, I went to a very exclusive pool party.
That's right. Exclusive pool party. Even I was not invited. I'm so hurt. Oh my God.
Well, Maynard, if you wouldn't piss people off.
Right. If I didn't piss people off. Well, like I said, guys, everybody listening, it's been a good new year so far. However, Ray, it was a bad 2016, I should admit, really. Many people died. Elections are kind of weird. And the real tragedy.
It's all herring in the apocalypse on January 20th.
That's right. So anyway, what was sad back then was so many died, so many artists, David Bowie, so many famous people.
Well, you also got to look at it. All the baby boomers are getting old.
That's right.
All of them are in their 60s to 80s now.
And more people are going to die. But you know who survived all those, who won the Hunger Games, if I should say?
Betty White.
Betty White. Betty White won. She didn't die last year.
Well, rumors were from her. Beverly Hills Home, you could hear her screaming, bring me the blood of the dead ones.
I'm sure she did. Okay, so let's go to our stories for this year, our first few stories. And I want to take this one because, Ray, this is something that many people, we've been talking about prep for the longest time, right, Ray? And our gay article here is kind of connected to that because, like I said, we've been talking about prep for the longest time, and we've even had guests in the show regarding prep, and this is actually by Bill and Melinda Gates. Who would have thought that they would be doing backing this up? Because all along I thought they've always done malaria, okay, you know, but now they're doing HIV.
Well,
so
they've done a bunch of things.
I'm sure they did. Yeah. Okay, let's go with the Bill and Melinda Gates back an implant that could prevent HIV. I have a question for you, Ray, after this.
All right.
Article.
And everybody knows who Bill Gates is, right?
Yeah.
He founded this little company called Microsoft, if you didn't know.
Yeah, that's right. So you don't have to wait until after an infection to fight HIV. A technique known as pre-exposure prophylaxis, or PrEP, has you taking preemptive medicine on a regular basis, greatly reducing the chances that HIV will take root in the first place. Needless to say, such a treatment could change the world if done well. And the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation wants to make sure that it's as easy as possible. They're investing on a $140 million in an Intarsia therapeutics program that will develop an under-the-skin pump implant. Yes, and there's a picture and the link that we're going to post in the show notes. And it will deliver a steady stream of anti-HIV drugs in 6 or 12-month batches. So instead of having to remember to take medicine every day, you only have to top up once or twice a year. Just
I don't know if all the bottoms can handle dealing just once or twice a year.
Yeah, that's right. So there is also a variant of the pump targeted to type 2 diabetes. Intarsia started the paperwork of commercial use in November, so you could see it in use relatively soon. So, okay, just to talk about this implant, Ray. So it's a small implant, a small metal implant that you put in your put it in your buttocks.
It's kind of like birth control for women.
Yeah, that's true. I heard about that, but this is more intriguing because, you know, everybody can have this, even women and men who want to be in PrEP. So, Ray, would you consider this? Because I would consider this because it does not involve taking a pill every day.
Well, true. And I like that they're looking at a similar thing for diabetes type 2 because I'm diabetic type 2. So I might go for both of these.
Yeah, one for each cheek, right? On your butt. Yeah.
Well, I don't know if they do it in the butt. They'd probably put it like the, I'm assuming like the birth control, when it gets implanted in women, it's implanted in the arm.
Oh, is it in the arm? I thought it was.
Yeah, like up under the arm, like up close to the armpit.
Oh,
so you can't really be seen because it leaves like a little bump on your skin. So.
Oh, okay. So it's really intriguing that they were doing this, and that's awesome. And then more people would be more interested. I think more people are going to be interested with doing PrEP.
Yep.
Yeah. And because the hassle of PrEP right now is that you have to take the pill every day.
Every day, about the same time.
About the same time every day. And it's kind of hard to remember that. And sometimes you just can't. If you have an implant, that'd be awesome. You'd be done for every 6 months. Okay, so yeah, let us know, guys, if you guys are interested in having this pre-exposure prophylactic pump implanted in you. So that'd be great. Let us know what you guys think about it. Let's go to the geek, Ray.
All right. The science behind explosive hangover poops. Did you have any of these this year?
No, I did not. Fortunately, no. But I have a few friends who have.
Okay. Ah, the new year. A time for resolutions, for self-development, for dumping out all the old and bringing in the new. Unfortunately, if you celebrate New Year's Eve with champagne and shots, chances are you may spend the first day of the new year on the toilet. Scientists don't entirely understand what causes hangovers, but every over-imbiber knows its effects. Puffy skin, headaches, nausea, the feeling when you drink water that you just straight up grizzled acid. And any regular drinker knows the agony and the ecstasy of the hangover poo. It can feel like the only way to relief, the unfortunate, unavoidable end of excruciating hangover. The morning after Wired holiday party, which started with cocktails at a classy bar and devolved, as is tradition, into a late night scream singing with buckets of beers at a local karaoke joint, saw the shared office bathroom morph into a toxic war zone. Next day diarrhea isn't universal, and for some, alcohol actually causes constipation. But it's common enough that it has some well-known and rather undaring nicknames. Beer shits, day after drinking shits,
dads.
That's called dads, rum bum, after grog bog, and so on. Anyone who's dealt with it knows it can be rough. Well, I'm diabetic, so the medicine I take makes it rough all the time anyhow. But why does it happen? To start, you have to understand how the body processes alcohol. Food breaks down in the mouth and stomach before nutrients are absorbed into the bloodstream through the small intestine. Alcohol, on the hand, bypasses some of that system, splashing down to the stomach, which absorbs about 20% of alcohol. The rest moves into the small intestines, which absorbs the remaining booze and sends it along to the liver to metabolize. While you process the equivalent of about one drink per hour, the rest of alcohol circulates throughout your blood system. Alcohol affects every organ in the human body through the bloodstream, including the brain. That's part of why when you drink heavily, you stumble around and slur your speech. And particularly relevant to this discussion, alcohol depresses the secretion of antidiuretic hormone in the posterior pituitary gland, also known as vasopressin. It helps your kidneys balance the amount of water in your body. Now, because your body can't hold on to water as it normally would, you start to expel what you don't absorb. And you find yourself scrolling through the Instagram while waiting in the bathroom line to pee. Once the body catches up, it starts retaining water, which is why you may wake up bloated and puffy. Diarrhea is a common side effect of diuretics, sure, but alcohol also inhibits the absorption of liquids in your bowels. Studies of alcoholics, and we know some of these people, showed that chronic alcohol consumption affects the sections of the intestine that absorb water and sodium, decreases the activity of enzymes that break down sugars and make the mucosa more permeable, all of which leads to, you guess it, diarrhea. Plus, when you've been pounding boozy beverages and hopefully some water, your body has to process much more liquid than usual. And all the while, the rest of your GI tract is getting wrecked too. Booze affects the muscles surrounding your stomach and intestine, particularly those that hold on to food for digestion. It also reduces contractions in the rectum, which might reduce the transit time in this constipation, compaction
Ray
of the
said,
food in your large.
Ray said rectum.
Compaction of the food in your large intestine, which again can cause diarrhea. This doesn't even take into account the ingesting cause in late night cheese fries you scarf down, or the mixtures you had with your booze. And depending on the person, artificial sweeteners, see Diet Coke and rum, gluten, beer, or tannins, red wine, can cause loose stool. The best way to avoid a hangover in the dreaded dads is to eat a balanced meal before imbibing, stay hydrated, and generally take it easy on the booze. But if you prefer to live on the wild side, be prepared to ride it out the next day in the bathroom, and maybe think about stocking up on Imodium on your way to the party.
Okay, so I don't experience this. I do not get diarrhea when I drink, but I just...
Well, but a lot of people that drink heavily, you've heard them pooping themselves because they got so drunk.
No, I haven't heard of that. They're puking themselves.
Well, puking
that
themselves.
That I know.
A lot of people, you haven't seen the pictures online, people circulating there at a party and they shit themselves.
No. That's... Do you really so see that?
The body just lets it go. Yes.
I've seen they're so drunk that they puke, but not poop.
But some people don't puke. Their body holds onto it and they process it in different ways. So.
Yeah, I kind of handle it pretty well because I eat. When I drink, I make sure that I have something to eat.
Yeah. It's kind of like that little video you see on Facebook about the 12 days of elves. I remember the elves put the thing up the other elf's butt and pour beer and liquor down it. And then all of a sudden the little elf has diarrhea everywhere.
Really?
That video that's floating around. It's kind of like that.
Wait, Ray. So if you get drunk, if you ever drink a lot, if you have a lot of alcohol consumption, do you feel this way? Do you puke more or do you poop more?
It's hard to say because I'm diabetic, so I have all these issues to start with. So,
oh, okay. So you really cannot tell. I myself have not experienced this really. And if ever I do get drunk, I'm more nauseous than I would puke more than actually. Okay.
Well, you were kind of drunk at your Christmas party. Did you have diarrhea the next day?
No, I was fine. I did eat a lot of food, but no, I wasn't drunk. I can't.
Right.
I'm a good boy. I don't get drunk that much. All right, let's go to the Bizarre Ray. Where did you get this? Good Lord. It is interesting, though. The Satanic Temple offers children reprieve from abuse at school. Really? See, satanic people are nice sometimes. Aunt Mima used to slap me in the mouth with a belt whenever I passed a SAST, and I grew up just fine. People who grew up violent and unable to process basic information. So, growing up in the Deep South, corporal punishment was expected at home and at school. What's bizarre about this? Is it because it came from the Satanic Temple? Is that what it is? The principal of my elementary school, an otherwise dappy and kindly middle-aged man, kept a large wooden paddle with holes. Dapper.
Yep.
With holes in it. Displayed in his office of the express purpose of scaring children with the threat of violence.
I experienced that paddle once.
I don't think I had because I was the youngest. So the cliche didn't end there. It had a name. I don't remember the name because it has never used on me. See, that was me. I was a veteran of open-handed beatings from my frail but intensely violent mother, and I knew how terrifying and unpleasant that could be. So I couldn't conceive of the damage this heavy wooden bat could do when wielded by a grown man. The seed of terror would metastasize into a lifelong resentment of authority. Sure, it was a very effective at forcing temporary compliance, but I lost my respect for my principal and parents, and eventually all authority figures who use violence instead of reason. And it turns out the violence is generally the only source from which authority is derived. Okay, even though people knew better in the 1980s, it was very much the cultural norm. I was surprised and intrigued to read the Satanic Temple, an activist church that eschews belief in the supernatural, was offering First Amendment religious protection to children subjected to corporal punishment in public school. So Satanic Temple actually protects the kids. Isn't that awesome? So even having lived this, my first thought was, is this really necessary in 2016? Oh, this was a couple of weeks ago, right? Or last year. So like vaccines and autism, the verdict on spanking is in. The debate is over. As a new parent, I took for granted that when my children start school in a couple of years, that having them subjected to physical violence would just not be on the table. Surely, institutions built on principles of child development would be caught up, not even the latest definitive science. Turns out, no. Fucking, of course not. God, why do I have to write this? This is not an article. This is somebody's opinion, isn't it? Okay. Anyway, so
what goes along with this article was a giant billboard that was taken out by the church, the Satanic Church. And if you go look at the article on the Gay Geek Bazaar page, there's a giant sign that "Never be hit in school again. Exercise your religious rights. The Satanic Temple. ProtectChildrenProject.com."
I see.
So it's a huge advertisement for them.
We should have led with that. Good Lord. There was a big... Okay, this is what's been the this should be, have been the headline here. There was a billboard that it is posted, or it's a billboard paid for by the Satanic Temple that says "Never be hit in school again. Exercise your religious rights." So it's
on the notes, Maynard. There's actually more to the story.
Oh, okay.
Here, let me finish reading it. So not only are they still beating the shit out of kids in public schools, they've added solitary confinement. Super. What the Satanic Temple is offering is an online registration where students can affirm their beliefs and a letter that can be printed out and given to the school officials as due notice. So do students have to swear their souls to Satan to be afforded protection from violence? Definitely not. Not only does the Satanic Temple not believe in a literal supernatural devil, the only tenet of the church that a student needed to espouse is this one, quoted in the available letter. "I am a member of the Satanic Temple, a religious organization whose adherents believes only one body is inviolable and subject to one's own will alone. It is our religious belief that you do not have the right or authority to inflict pain or psychological abuse of any kind on any individual who attends your schools. This includes without limitation the use of corporal punishment, the imposing of physical restraints, restricting bathroom access, and the use of isolation rooms or other means of solitary confinement."
Mm-hmm.
"But it's mere notice enough to enforce actual change. Can making a declaration of dissent, welding a piece of paper, actually spare the rod for the vulnerable students and parents of students unable to opt out of corporal punishment? One of the fundamental tenets of the Satanic Temple is personal sovereignty and the inviolability of one's body and mind. Hitting a child or placing them in solitary confinement goes entirely against our beliefs," says Lucian Greaves, the temple spokesperson. "The documents we have made available not only provide students with a notice they can give to their principal that explains their beliefs, but also inform school that if they refuse to acknowledge the deeply held beliefs of the students, they will be violating their civil rights. School officials could potentially face criminal charges if they disregard the students' convictions. If a student reports to us they have notified their principal of their religious views, and they are physically or psychologically abused despite that, it's our intention to intervene." So it's saying that they're trying to help these kids that are being stuffed. But I think most schools, now when you send them to school, the parents have to sign off if they're okay with corporal punishment. I think back in my day, they had to sign off on that we impose corporal punishment, and if you're okay with this, you give us permission to spank your child or impose restrictions on them.
But do you think that's good? I think that's good. It makes the kid learn. Good. Yeah.
I mean the three licks I got from that paddle with the holes in it made me motivated to get school on time after that.
Yeah. It disciplines people. I guess parents can do that too. But I guess there are parents who do not want other people to hurt their kids. Because
I know,
if somebody's going to hurt their kids, it's going to be them.
Yeah. And I had an interesting conversation with one of our mutual friends that was talking about one of his nephews that the mother doesn't do corporal punishment. And he's like, "Oh no, if that child misbehaves and doesn't do what they're told, then I'm going to spank them."
Yeah.
So it caused a big drama in the family. So we'll see how that goes. But I think it's very interesting that a satanic church is trying to propose this. So although this is... they're trying to underrule, you know, authority, but
yeah. So, okay, guys, we're listening. We kind of buried the lead here. The lead here is that the Satanic Church is the one actually supporting this and having the guts to actually say that the kids should not be punished, or they have the right. They have the right to be not punished. So, yeah, it's always good that other people, other than the Christian organizations actually think that this is good. Well, I don't know. Lots of the bizarre part here is that Satanic Temple, if people kind of think that they're they're bad. That's not really bad. They're just, they just worship Satan, but they also have their morals. So you cannot deny that.
But are these good morals? Not letting children have consequences for their actions?
Well, that's a good question. But do you think the teachers... I guess you're right. There's some kind of a waiver that should be done, right? Or
yeah,
no.
And that might not be the case anymore with kids. I mean, most schools might not do. Well, I notice a lot of schools, if the kids get rowdy, they just kick them out of school, and then the parents have to go to court and deal with it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, it happens.
And then they have to go to some special ed school for juvenile delinquents or something like that. I've noticed, especially here in Houston, that seems like what's happened. I don't think they do corporal punishment anymore. I think they still do timeout or what we used to call the hole.
Yeah, timeouts, go to the corner, or
I'll take away your phone. Just go to the corner.
Really? I work at the corner. What do you mean? I live at the corner. Okay, so that is...
Airline at 16, people. Weekend nights from 6 p.m. to 6 a.m.
Uh-huh. It is bizarre, though. Yeah,
Chubbs on.
Yes. Chubbs, go to the front of the line. Okay, so I guess that's our stories for the year. It's pretty funny that we... One of our first stories is about a satanic temple.
Not today, Satan. Not today.
Not today. Okay, so special thanks to Caesar for the great articles on the Facebook page. Our Facebook page is facebook.com/gaygeekbizarre. And if you want to email us, you can send your emails to show@gaygeekbizarre.com.
Or you can call and leave us a voicemail at 281-947-2327. That's 281-947-2327. Somebody please call us. Yes. Leave us the voicemail.
Yeah, send us a happy new year.
Happy new year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Tell us how your life is.
Yeah.
Tell us if you remember the Satanic Temple.
Yeah. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter, and we are on Google Play, iTunes, and Stitcher Radio, and go to the official website at gaygeekbizarre.com. Thank you guys for listening, and we'll catch you guys on the next show. Bye.